Vladimir Putin would send their relics to be arrested.
I'm not sure yet whether it will be peaceful or whether the police will arrest have come to say goodbye to my husband.
Many Western nations have blamed Russia for Mr. Navalny's death, something the Kremlin denies. Labour and the Conservatives have accused Galloway following his Rochdale by-election win, accusing his campaign of being full of hate and stoking up division and fear. The former Labour MPs accused both parties of encouraging the conflict in Gaza by failing to condemn Israel.
Mothers-to-be are vitally concerned about where they're going to give birth. Elderly people are vitally concerned about which A&E they're going to end up in. But, of course, there are thousands of people here whose hearts are breaking over what's happening in Gaza.
Rochdale was a safe Labour seat, but the party ditched their candidate over alleged anti-Semitic comments. 11 people have been taken to hospital after a fire at a converted terraced house in West London in the early hours. More than 100 crew attended the scene in South Kensington. The number of obese people globally has topped 1 billion. Around 16.8 million of those people live in the UK. Ryanair says it's cancelling some flights this summer due to delays in aircraft deliveries. The airline says it's making minor schedule changes as it's only getting 40 of the 57 planned Boeing 737s before the end of June. And basic pay at Asda's going up to £12.04 an hour, in line with similar rises announced at rival markets. It coincides with an increase in the minimum wage to £11.44 from April. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks so much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking pretty poor out there, isn't it? The weather today is a very rainy 9 degrees and a moderate breeze. Going to be raining right the way through till possibly about 12 o'clock. And then it's about a 20% chance. But we just don't know, do we? We could be in that 20%. Over the weekend, there might be some sunshine on Saturday and still raining a little bit as well. And also Sunday looking dry with some sunny intervals.
Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now they were just talking about obesity. Well, if they made, fruit and vegetables a lot cheaper, not so expensive, and also I don't know if they do cookery at school anymore. I don't know. When I was growing up, we had some subjects we could choose from, and I did learn a little bit because my mum was very much don't go in the kitchen, you know, stay out of the kitchen, I do the cooking, because she didn't want me to make a mess. Now I think we encourage children more to sort of, you know, learn how to cook things from scratch, which is better than all the processed stuff. Just have to say a big thank you to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all again Monday morning. I saw a film yesterday afternoon. I was out with my sister in Chelmsford, and I thought we were going to the Everyman cinema, so I was, you know, thinking I'll have a little glass of wine, maybe some nibbles. No, she paid for me, to be fair, but she had some tickets, and it was the other one. I was like, oh. She was like, how ungrateful. I said, no, I am grateful. It was the other place. I thought I was going to swan into the Everyman cinema. I was like, would you like to sit down? Can I get you anything? Yeah, there's a little glass of champagne. I don't drink champagne, by the way. But I went to see a film called Wicked Little Letters, and it's based on an unbelievable true story. And it's starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley, both who are excellent. And it is absolutely brilliant. It's very, very sweary. It is very, very sweary. But it's inspired by a real-life scandal that rocked the sleepy town of Littlehampton, Sussex, in the 1920s. And it is about a series of letters that are sent to a particular resident, and then it sort of escalates from there. Timothy Spall is also in it as well, and he was brilliant. But if you want to have a good laugh, go and see it. It's a really good British film. It's like one of those, you know, like Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's a kind of Bridget Jones. It's kind of, you know, on those sort of lines of make you laugh. In fact, I thought it was funnier, some of it. Olivia Colman is just great, but also Rose Gooding, who plays Rose Gooding, the main character, but the other actress in it, who I've just forgotten her name, which is not very good, Jessie Buckley, who's been in quite a lot as well. She is excellent. The whole cast is fantastic, and also the police woman. Do you know they used to have to say woman police officer, whatever. They were back in 1920. You couldn't say they were a police officer. It was woman police officer, and then you could say the name. I didn't know that. Ah, and also it does actually cover a little bit just the attitude of men and of society back in the 1920s, and also towards women. And during that, you do see a lot of women say, "We kept the country going. We're not going backwards. We, you know, when the men were out to war in the First World War, we were running this country. We were doing all the men's jobs, because before then, you know, women had stayed at home. They wouldn't have gone to work, and although they were working with having children and things like that. But check it out. Wicked Little Letters. It is hilarious. I absolutely loved it. We did have a guest coming up on the show today, but unfortunately they had to cancel, so we'll get to Not Just Travel coming back in possibly next week or the week after. So hopefully they'll be coming in and telling it's all about sunshine. We could have done with that today, couldn't we, talking about cruises and sunshine and places to go. I know I could have done, if you're listening out, Dina and Warren. But next week or the week after, we're just arranging, and then they'll come back in. And you know, if you do want to check out one of our sponsors here, Not Just Travel, they're based in Brentwood. They're part of Hays, which is a massive big holiday company, and they do bespoke holidays, but they do it at an everyday rate. So if you want to do a wedding abroad, or you want to go on holiday, you want to do a cruise and you find that confusing, Not Just Travel, just get in contact with them. You'll find them all over internet, Abta and Abtol as well. You know the things I mean. I'm wearing a new jumper today. Wasn't going to wear a baby blue jumper, so it's going to get covered in fluff. But it's ever so comfortable. That's when you know things are going downhill. Get in contact with the show. You can find me at Eat My Brunch everywhere across social media, on Instagram, and also on TikTok and Twitter. I'm everywhere on Eat My Brunch. And the question of the day, I thought I would do one about police. I haven't had to, touch wood, have any dealings with the police, which is amazing. Although, you know, they're the first port of call if anything goes wrong. What are your thoughts on the police service? Are there improvements to be made? If you had the budget, what would you change? Because a lot of the time it does come down to money, and it also comes down to the amount of paperwork they had to do. I remember when I got one of my storage units got broken into, and I had to go to court. It was rubbish, actually. The whole thing was just, you know, a complete waste of time. How much that cost, I don't know. But it was a complete waste of time. The guy had rung me from my own storage unit trying to sell me my stuff. That's how stupid he was. What do you think? What do you think about the police service? What improvements, if you were in charge, what improvements would you make? I thought I'd play this, Zoe. Sunshine on a rainy day, or rainy day but no sunshine.
Shining into the night. I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Somebody was moaning about the prices for the tickets to go and see the ABBA show in London. I think but you can get standing, I think, from £55. I can't do standing. I think if you want to sit down, I think it's about £120. I know, when was the last time I went to a famous gig? I prefer independent music.
We've done it all before, and now we're back to get some more. You know.
Obviously, in the heyday, I would have loved to have seen ABBA. What I mean is, 130 quid for a gig ticket. I don't have it. I don't have it. So I won't be going to that. And I don't think many people do. I think the show is amazing. But I could. The other thing is, I can't stand up for a couple of hours. I need to have a comfy seat. And I like going to see bands. Most local bands you can go and see for between £5 and £15 normally. On a Friday and Saturday night, go and see some new music. So, yeah, treat yourself to that. And sometimes it's even free. Just have to let you know something really. He wrote a beautiful kind of piece about this. But Paolo Moreno was in the studio, The Mighty Small, not yesterday, the day before. I'm just trying to get everything off my phone because my storage is all gone up the wall on the cloud at the moment. So it's I'm trying to get the videos all edited. He did three live songs in the studio. Paolo Moreno is an amazing singer-songwriter, and you might have caught the show, but you can check him out online. He is Chelmsford-based. Anyway, the other day, I just happened to see something come up about something that's happened to him. And bless him, somebody stole his guitar from the back seat of his car. He was outside his mate's house, and somebody just, you know, it's one of those things. You know when you just pop in, you think, I'll just be out, and somebody went and got the guitar. And it is such a... he said, I can't afford to replace it yet, but I know somehow it'll be all right. I will find a way to get through it and move on. I have to read you this because I thought this is just really... wonderful. He said, I say no worries. I choose to believe that you're in desperate place. Maybe you're struggling to pay the bills this month, or you needed something as a gift for your kid and she always wanted a guitar. No worries. Know that she's got herself a real friend there. Teach her, take care of her, and it'll be there on those occasions when she feels like nobody else's. Show her how to string and tune it one day. When she finally figures out how to strum those seven chords, she'll feel like a wizard, like some keeper of secrets. Just picking it up will make her feel understood. Tell her that the guitar has played for the lords and ladies. It's soothed the savage beasts and entertained the masses. It's travelled the world and seen hundreds of sunsets and sunrises. It's brought a smile to the faces of countless others and has rooms full of strangers singing along at the top of their voices in blissful, drunken unison. I choose surrender. I choose to move on. I trust that out there is something bigger and better in time. Another awesome guitar. Which most people wouldn't write that. And it isn't about, the value of the guitar is nearly £1,000. But it isn't about that. If you're a musician, you've got a certain guitar or drummer, you've used that for you. It's the history. It's your guitar. It's the way that it sounds. It's the way that it plays. So I think he's going to be doing some sort of fundraiser, which I can understand. Maybe it'll be a gig or something. I'll definitely be going along to that. But he's just wrote something so wonderful, about his guitar being stolen. Bless him. But that's Paolo Moreno, The Mighty Small. Go and check out his music online.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Here is local singer-songwriter Roisin Quinn. This is Running From Yourself.
Ooh. It's cold in here, and didn't doubt creep its way back in. You're lost to post and ghost to post, panicking. Why do I feel so uncomfortable in my own company? What's it for? You can't keep running from yourself. Searching, looking for the place you found, and leaving yourself on the floor. You did a wrong. So don't keep running from yourself. Don't you know that all you're searching for? It's right there, it's right there, it's right there. Well, here comes rain. Through the page, survival mode, ain't no place to spend your day. What's it all for?
Walk away, it's just another day. Don't need you to stay. She had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards. I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance. I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night. And he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright. Cause he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know?
Avert your eyes and staring at the ground. She makes herself call me man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. Oh, you're not involved at all.
That is the Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now it is Friday the 1st, and if you fancy a little bit of a laugh, get down to the comedy night at Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge, Bluntswell Road, Billericay. Performances by Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jadhan, hosted by Mad Adlington. Show starts at 8 p.m, tickets are 15. And just a word of warning, don't walk in when the comedian is already talking. Wait at the back, and there will be a gap for the next comedian. Then go and sit down, just in case you're late.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I didn't have much sleep last night. I think I went to sleep about, again, the devil's hour. I was awake at 3:30. I couldn't sleep again last night. I was on my phone quite a bit, though, watching TikTok and all sorts of stuff. But I felt quite hungry. And at one stage, I was quite tempted to get out of bed and go downstairs and make egg on toast. I was dreaming about having egg on toast. I made it this morning. Last time I had poached egg on toast, I ended up with an allergy to eggs because I hadn't cooked the whites properly. Or the eggs might have been dodgy, but there was something definitely wrong. This morning I did poached eggs and I overpoached them. So they're a little bit, they weren't runny, which was a bit of a shame. Anyway, I had that on toast with a little bit of ham as well. Very nice. Bread wasn't nice. It's just that average white bread. It's from Marx's, so it's a little bit more upmarket. But it's too thick. You know what I'm like about bread? I said that. Yesterday, I had for lunch, because I was with my sister yesterday in Chelmsford, there's a little tea room. It's ever so nice. And I didn't know what to have because I thought, I don't want a sandwich because you know what I'm like about, as I said, bread. So I ended up having a ploughman's lunch, and it had little pickles and it had salad and it had ham and cheese. And I don't normally eat a lot of cheese, and it was just really delicious. And a couple of those little sweet pickled onions. And it did have bread and butter with it, which I scoffed. But it was ever so nice. I enjoyed that. A little bit of onion marmalade, I think, was there as well. And then I smothered it in loads of mayonnaise just to make it even more funny. But it was pretty tasty. I enjoyed that. Paid £4 for a coffee at the cinema. And we did have luxury seats, actually, when we went to the cinema yesterday. That was quite nice. But it was absolutely pouring down with rain. If you're going out anywhere today, do take a brolly with you, because it's like hit and miss, really. My hair at the moment, it wouldn't matter if it rains on it or not. I'm trying to give you a vision. I look a little bit like Hagrid from Harry Potter. Without the beard, obviously.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. Lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals. Hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a crossfire. Slow dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime.
this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
This morning, that is Sleeper with Cellophane. That was out in 2019, reaching number 18 in the UK album charts. Very happy birthday to Francesca. Whatever you're doing today, lovely. I hope you're having a great day. It was Mrs. G's birthday yesterday. She turned 13. Was it 13? Because she's a leap year baby. She's a leap year baby. And she went on the London Eye yesterday. I saw that. I like the London Eye. Do you know what? I went on there. I remember I was in London and I was running a recording studio a very long time ago at the time. And I put on a pair of shoes, and that was the only time I've ever bought designer shoes, and they were Donna Karan. And because I obviously was working in London, I had a lot of money from working at the job I had at the time, which was lovely. And I bought a pair of Donna Karan shoes because Dido, who was in and out of the studio, was wearing a pair, and I was like, Dada, I really love his shoes, I love them. And she said, oh, they're Donna Karan. I was like, And then I had a look, and I was like, I've got to have them. So I sent my assistant down in a taxi into London to get me, I know this is terrible, to go and get the Donna Karan shoes for me. And they went in, I gave them the cash, and they brought them back to the studio. And then I tried them on, and they were glass heels. And they kind of had a little strap, and they were white leather with green flowers. And then they had a glass heel. But the glass heel was very, is a wedge, but very thin. So I put them on, and I kind of went, oh, these are very uncomfortable. And then I wore them into London, and they were so bad, I had to take them off. And it started raining, and I was walking around in bare feet. And that's what I remember, my feet. And I only wore them once, and I gave my niece borrowed them, and then she gave them back. Then my sister borrowed them, but she never couldn't wear them, and she gave them back. And I think I've still got them at home, or did I give them away? I can't remember. I might have given them to somebody by now, because they're vintage now. But they were so uncomfortable. And that's the only time I've been in the London Eye. What a story. That's true, though.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Got a story for everything. Right, let's look at the traffic and the travel. Now, Brook Street roundabout is fine. A1023, no problems. You do have temporary traffic signals due to gas work on the A128 Ingrave Road, both ways at Hogarth Avenue. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's nice and clear. There are some little bit of flooding as on Weald Park Way that is flooded. Don't try and go down there unless you're in a Land Rover or something, Range Rover, otherwise you're going to have problems. Best thing to do, head down Wiggly Bush Lane and then turn onto Weald Road right at the end. But all of those lanes are a little bit bad, but not as bad as I mentioned there with the Weald Park Way, which always gets flooded. If you're heading along the A12 towards Chelmsford, it's nice and clear. And if you're heading out towards the M11, no issues there either. You do have temporary traffic signals due to automated work on Nags Head Lane. That's near Upminster Garden Centre. More traffic and travel in an hour. Ooh, what shall I play next? Should we play some more new music? I think that we should. Should we? Oh, I know what I fancy. Dua Lipa, actually. She's fantastic, isn't she? That's new music, and then we'll have some new independent music. We'll have a bit of J-Cass, actually, I think. Come here. Because that is an excellent song. Bye.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Tail for Properties have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got, playing out next, we've got JCAS, Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin and also Pajinda. I really love this song. I think it's one of the best tracks you've done. If you're listening out there, JCAS, he'll be in Sheffield at the moment doing whatever he's doing, day job, and he creates music as well, which is superb. Here we go.
Down, wearing my crown, hearing that sound, you know who it is. I navigate streets, my drip so neat, I'm so unique, you know who it is. I'm Chef City's finest, bars like the Midas, call me your highness, you know where the shine is. I'm hooked on game, method bring pain, injecting out your system, a brand new strain. Man's got fire, man's got flames, yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same. They tried to put me down, so then I made a raise, and raised me sent up from cradle to grave. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. David bust Goliath, and then Goliath fell. I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen,
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Flowing, I keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and JCAS. Bringing the best, so quick, so fast, as you know this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. O novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia. Gia, eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha tinha. Fortaleci-me, disse o mundo, I am a big B. Fui guilhotina, peço game, Santos lá o fim. Vim agora com a revolta, dei a volta cruz. Disse mulher. Yannick que se winner sai com o logo push luz. Sangue na caneta vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa. Bun them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on graft, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life less than a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When I opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lightened, the life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Biting off ears, and for those that don't hear, I guess I'll have to leave this track running for years. Nodding.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.